Someone tells you they've seen a statue weep, a child brought back to life, water turned to wine. Should you believe them? Not according to David Hume. In his controversial essay Of Miracles, he argued that we should distinguish miracles from extraordinary events. A miracle breaks an established law of nature, whereas an extraordinary event is just an unexpected or rare one. If I get struck by lightning 7 times in a week and survive, or suddenly recover from a life-threatening illness, however amazing, these events are consistent with the laws of nature. But if I raise someone from the dead, flap my arms and fly around the room and then vanish into thin air, that's a miracle. Why shouldn't we believe witnesses of miracles? Eyewitness testimony is notoriously fallible. First, we're all motivated to believe surprising things. It gives us a thrill. It makes for a better story. It can also make us popular if we've witnessed something amazing. Religious motivations give an extra boost to this psychological tendency because witnesses of miracles may feel specially chosen. Hume claimed that if we follow the principle of proportioning our beliefs to the available evidence, there will always be more evidence that the eyewitness accounts were mistaken than not.